This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Saturday welcomed the U.S. decision to terminate strict parole conditions on convicted spy Jonathan Pollard. Pollard is an American jailed in the U.S. in 1985 for spying for Israel. A statement from the Prime Minister's office also said that Netanyahu hopes Pollard will arrive in Israel soon. Pollard served 30 years in prison for giving away classified U.S. documents and had been confined by parole terms to the U.S. since his release in 2015, despite Israeli pressure to allow him to leave. The U.S. Justice Department said on Friday it had removed those conditions. He was a U.S. Navy intelligence analyst in the mid-1980s when he made contact with an Israeli colonel in New York and began sending U.S. secrets to Israel in exchange for tens of thousands of dollars. Israel's October 1985 raid on the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Tunis headquarters that killed around 60 people was planned with information from Pollard, according to CIA documents declassified in 2012. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met Afghan government and Taliban negotiators in the Qatari capital, Doha, Saturday. But there was no announcement of any breakthrough as Washington accelerates its military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Pompeo's visit came in the wake of a rocket attack which struck densely populated areas of Kabul, killing at least 8 people in the latest outbreak of violence in the Afghan capital. The Taliban denied responsibility, and the Islamic State group claimed the deadly strike. Doha is the Taliban's base for diplomacy. Pompeo heads next to Abu Dhabi for another leg of his 7-nation tour of Europe and the Middle East as President Donald Trump shores up late-term priorities.